You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Tens of thousands of small objects are currently orbiting Earth, and a lot of it is just debris. Cal Poly and San Luis Obispo has joined forces with the Department of Defense to monitor all the junk and come up with some ways to reduce it. You might remember in 2009, two U.S. and Russian satellites collided.
It caused an enormous debris field, and we track nearly every one of those space objects.
That's Colonel Scott Broder during a 2018 tour of a new Joint Operations Center at Vandenberg Air Force Base. It's part of the U.S. Strategic Command, an arm of the Department of Defense. Broder said there are about 23,000 pieces of debris up in space right now. 400 more were added when India blew up one of its own satellites back in April. Cal Poly is now joining an effort to track all those objects in orbit.
Statistically, there's more debris up there at this point than active spacecraft.
That's John Bilardo with Cal Poly's Computer Science Department. He's heading up a collaboration tasked with avoiding collisions with the university's tiny satellites up in space.
We could potentially move the spacecraft around a little bit if we had thrusters and control the spacecraft.
That's a wish list for Cal Poly right now. Its satellites don't have those capabilities yet, but they're in the works. In the meantime, more and more companies and countries are putting more mini satellites into space. So Cal Poly is exploring the ramifications of all those objects in orbit.
There's been a lot of discussion in the group here at Cal Poly and with folks externally about what the responsible use is of space.
Bilardo anticipates there will be some federal changes to space policy in the next few years. But for right now, the best way to reduce junk in space, monitor and make sure all the working spacecraft up there and junk doesn't crash into each other. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.